Sherry Perry, y'all.
Do you guys see the picture? It's a little... But last night, a couple of fantastic groups got together. Do we have Tuesday and Thursday in the house? We had a lot of fun, and it's. I love what you said, Christian, about that special time after the event. So one of the things that I would encourage you to think about doing is planning a day. I know it's a lot of time, but planning the day after a conference to stay, if you can, and figure out how you can spend even more time with these beautiful people. So you can go ahead and bring up my presentation. So I was in the first class with Howard for ZLC, and I want to tell you a little bit about how I met Mr. Ziegler and what Mr. Ziegler meant to our family. And then I'm going to give you something very, very fun to do. And I'm going to encourage you to take this exercise anywhere you can, whether that's your team, your family, your vendors. Heck, you might go off the rails completely and take it to your competition. It's a pretty good exercise. So there we go. There he is, Mr. Zig Ziegler. When I met Mr. Zig Ziegler 23 years ago, I was in the middle of getting ready to get divorced. And Ken and Mel are here. They've been here, they've been my friends for almost 30 years. And there is no question at all that Dean and I were headed towards the Big D. In fact, we had already scouted out places for him to move and get the hell out. I mean, it was a little serious. Here's what I thought I would do, though. I thought, I bought the tickets already. I'm going to go to Born to Win. I'm going to enjoy myself, try to not think about it, and then when I get back, I'll take care of business. See, the challenge in our house is there were two high Ds living in the house, and one would not budge, and here I am. And so it was very, very, very difficult. So when I met Mr. Ziegler, I thought I was going to just prepare myself for what I was about to do. But I actually went to Ziegler, turns out, to save my marriage. I had no idea. Yeah. So I bought everything. I'm a buy everything girl. So I bought everything they had. It might have been part of the problem in the marriage, too, by the way, just so you know. I bought everything, and I just decided I'm going to listen to a cassette. They were on cassettes back then, called Courtship After Marriage on my way home on the airplane. And I was listening to this section. And how many of you have listened to Courtship After Marriage? Raise your hand. Raise your hand high. Okay, that is a lot of people that need to go to Ziegler.com and get Courtship After Marriage. It's such an incredible work. If you have a good marriage, will it make it better? If you have a marriage on the rocks, could it help? I'll just say absolutely it could help. So I'm on the airplane, and I am seated on the aisle, and all of a sudden I feel a flight attendant put her hand on my arm, and she said, are you okay? And I didn't even realize, but I was in a full-blown cry fest. That's very embarrassing for me. In the airplane, I didn't even notice. But here's what got me into tears. Mr. Ziegler said to Mrs. Ziegler, I wish you were younger. And she said, why would you wish a thing like that? And he said, if I was younger, I could love you longer. And I thought, I am so far away from that. Right now, I just want to push him down the stairs and have him land just so that I don't have to worry about anything. You know what I mean? So to say that there was a little bit of a difference between where I was and what that comment meant is an understatement. But when I got off the plane, the wife who went to Texas is not the wife that came home. And I didn't know how we were going to fix it. But I knew that I needed to do something. My son was 2. I never wanted to get a divorce. I wanted to figure out how to fix it. And that man made all the difference. First, with his work. That's why when you're hearing from Michelle and she's saying, get your story out, get your story out. You don't know who needs to hear your story. It could be just one person, even if you just hand me the book and say, here you go. You know what I mean? You don't know. And if it helps one person, isn't that good? That's amazing. But here's what happened. We're walking through the store months and months later. I don't remember everything we did. I'm sure I might have done something. I'm pretty sure it wasn't all Dean. When I went to Texas, I thought it was all Dean's fault. When I got back, I realized I might have had a little something to do with it. We were walking through the Fred Meyer grocery store, and Melanie, do you remember when you could take your kids into Fred Meyer, drop them off, and go shopping? It was awesome. I have an amazing son, but those 30, 40 minutes were heaven on earth for a minute, right? I go to get Tyler, and the young lady comes out, and she goes, oh, I've been wanting to talk to you. I said, really? She goes, yes. She goes, I'm getting married in about a month, and I want my relationship to be just like yours. I said in myself, not the whole thing, you don't, you know. But that night I wrote a letter to Mr. Ziegler and I said, hey, here's what you did with your story. And that man was so fantastic that he put us in his book, Better Than Good. The story was a good one. And the chapter goes a little something like this. You know how there's those wives who just support you and everything that you do and they don't complain and something along those lines? And then there's Dean and Sherry. So we were the other half of the chapter. But here's what happened. I called Lori Majors and I said, Lori, I'd like to pick Zig up from the airport. And she said, I'm sorry, Sherry. Zig does not allow women to pick him up from the airport. He wants to stay above reproach. And I would just whisper that into your ear. Are your actions above reproach? Zig Ziglar, there was nothing that was going to happen at any time. But the point is he honored his wife in that way. I love that. So she said, but I've been able to talk to Zig. And he'd like to have dinner with you and Dean. And I said, I did not to her, believe me. And if Lori's watching, she knows. I did not say this to her. I said, yeah, Dean and I and a couple hundred of his closest friends, right? I'm like, okay, that sounds good. But it wasn't. It was Mr. Ziegler and Dean and Sherry. And to give you an idea of how much personal growth I still had to do, I sat there that entire meeting while Zig Ziegler spoke into my husband, and I was so mad. Because he hardly said two words to me. And I thought, ask Dean, which book did you read? I know the answer. It's none. And he got all the Ziegler time. Or did he? The relationships that we build, and that's maybe why Howard asked me to talk about winning relationships. Sometimes when you've had the worst relationships, you really appreciate good relationships all the more. Mr. Ziegler taught me how to be a good finder. His work taught me how to look for what is instead of what isn't. And today, in fact, this year, we'll celebrate our 33rd wedding anniversary. It's good. But what we see in other people has a great deal to do with what we see in ourselves. So the work that Michelle did today about building the best you, man, that's important. It's one of the best places to start. Because just like Brenda said last night, you can't really give out of an empty cup. That's why I come to the conferences, because I need a little filler up, I need some energy. Thank you. Please fill me up, Inner Circle. And every single time, they deliver. Every time. So what we see in other people is important. So Michelle's message was important. And also Tom's. How about Tom Ziegler for loving on your team? Did you guys enjoy that message? It was so powerful. This is my favorite Ziegler quote. It may be a million people's favorite Ziegler quote, but you can have everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And what do we want? We want to be loved. We want to matter. We want our opinion to count. We want to, you know, make a difference in somebody's life. So the exercise that I'm going to walk you through is just building winning relationships. This is going to be a lot about you having fun and a little tiny bit about me pointing out when you're having fun. So you're welcome in advance. So the four steps to building winning relationships are build on integrity, right? Trust. Be a person of your word. A lot of companies use integrity as this is one of our core values, and yet behind the scenes, that's not what happens. I'm talking about real integrity where that's just how you work. You do the right thing. It's easy. And the older you get, the less you have to remember. Very, very important. Control your temper and eliminate the blame game. I had a very fast temper. If something bothered me, you knew it. Instantly, usually. And I was shocked and amazed at how come I didn't have any friends in business. I didn't have any friends in business because I was running over them like a freight train. And everything was everybody else's fault. Howard said, we're going through this book called Beyond Entrepreneurship. It's really, really good. There's a whole chapter in there on questions that you can ask when you know whether you should keep somebody or not keep somebody. One of the pivotal concepts in that book is, do you have an attitude where you look in the mirror first? What's my part of the problem? And that's not something I was doing in our marriage, and that's, I think, why we had such a difficult time at first. I was looking at him. It was his fault, what he wasn't doing. Then you want to apply the golden rule, and I wonder if I took it out of the slide presentation. Let me see. I didn't. There they are. These are some great questions for you as you're trying to figure out how to apply the golden rule. So these are not just questions that you ask somebody. These are questions that you use as a foundation for how you see people. Melanie was in the store with me the other day, and we were talking to this young woman behind the counter. You remember the gal with the purple phone case and the little purple hand sanitizer? And she said, Are you a pastor, or what did, what? Oh, was I a fortune teller? Like she felt like there was a little bit of a connection. One of the biggest gifts I got from my dad and also from Mr. Ziegler was asking these kind of questions before I'm in the middle of a situation checking out at the grocery store. It seems so silly. But yesterday, somebody said, hey, is there one thing that you can do to make a difference? You don't even know what the difference is. You don't know where these people are in their life. You might be the one bright spot that happens, and all you did was say, hey, did you make a wish when your necklace clasp went down? It's how our conversation started in the grocery store. So simple. But when you figure out how to do unto others. I want people to notice me. I want people to say, hey, Sherry, did you make a wish? I want them to say, oh, nice smile. So I do all those things for them as well. That's just the golden rule, do unto others. Do I communicate or do I treat you with respect? As the owner of a company, I thought I was treating people with respect when I wrote their paycheck. I respected them so they got paid for the work they did. I'm embarrassed to tell you, that's exactly how I thought. Listen, this is a transaction situation. You do your job, I pay you, we're good to go. So what a difference our entire company went through when Bob Bodine said, hey, Sherry, what are you doing with the people God gave you? And my answer was, not enough. From that day forward, and by using the Ziegler principles and by figuring out how to build winning relationships, we've transformed our company completely. And I'm not the same person today that I was 23 years ago. It's amazing what can happen when you apply the golden rule. Do I communicate with you and let you know what is going on? Do I keep you in the loop? Have I expressed my appreciation for your efforts today? All of those things are important. So the exercise we're about to do is something that I love to do with our referral partners. We've got financial institutions all across the country that send business to our team. And one of the things that we like to do is go in and train and work with their team and help them become good finders. And many times we do it at no charge. Lots of times we charge. It just depends on the scenario with the referral partner. But this is a beautiful exercise that you are really going to love. So on your desk, and Greg, will you be our Vanna? You've got 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. They're just white. There you are. There he is. Beautiful. Very nice. And you've also got some little clips. What I want you to do at your table, this is going to take a minute, at your table is I want you guys to clip these to the back of each person at your table. So, Greg, bring me a clip and a paper and I'll show you. Okay, can you see Greg? You see, if you guys are seated and you don't have paper and you're not putting this paper on you, you're behind a little bit. I want you to put the paper on your back using the pen. And by the way, don't try to do it yourself. Glenn, have Karen do that for you. Help each other. You got yours? Okay. No, you're good. Let's help Glenn. Not yet. Do you need help? Okay, does everybody have paper? Has everybody got a paper on their back? So you should, okay, go ahead and everybody stand up. Oh, yes, thank you, I'll take one. And then you should have some Crayola markers on your table, right? Everybody grab a Crayola marker. If you have your Crayola marker and your pen, go ahead and have a seat really quick. Only if you have a Crayola marker and your pen, then have a seat. Thank you. Your paper and your Crayola marker. Do you need something? Okay. Oh, that's so, okay, this is really special though, right? Okay, so everybody's got the paper. Melanie, you have a paper and a pen? Woohoo, have a seat. Okay, can I share that? Do you want to share it? Okay, come on. So you can use this exercise for lots of things, but if you're Lewis.
Well, we were in Africa and we were doing this exercise. And during this exercise is when I asked Kathy, my wife, I wrote, "Will you marry me?" And she didn't see that till the end of, when we took our paper off and looked at what was said. So we got engaged the last time we did this.
Thank you. That's awesome. So now listen, if you're close to that scenario, you just got a really great idea, so, So here's what we're going to do. We have 3 songs for you to listen to. It's not very many songs, but I want to make sure that everybody walks out of the conference with at least 5 things on their back, okay? Every person has at least 5 things on their back, and here's what you're looking for. You want a sincere compliment, not nice shoes or, although you can tell them that later because girls like to know about their shoes. But something, I love the way you interact with people. I think that every time you get up to your voice is like listening to heaven. something amazing, right? And then what I'm going to have you do afterwards is that as soon as the last song goes on, which is Marvin Gaye, right? How sweet it is to be loved by you. You're welcome, Rick Jones. I picked that music for you. I'm going to have you take a seat, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do next. So you've just got three songs. So go ahead and everybody stand up. You're going to give sincere compliments to each other for the next several songs. Go ahead.
Till it sings my soul. Ooh, I've been running. Daryl.
That's a good one. All right, Christian, we'll go ahead and turn off that music. Now listen, the first, I want you to make sure that you took the note off. Get your note. Get your note. Just kind of pull it. Here you go. Christian, can we turn off that music? Or Santi, there we go. Thank you. So here's the thing. The first time I did this with a group of team members, I did it with my team, and there were tears. And here's why. Because sometimes, because we're so busy, we forget to say what we really feel about people. So I want you to just take a second and read your note that you passed in class. Just go ahead and read what's on there. All right. So normally in a group this size, we would probably spend the rest of the day talking about this little piece of paper and what it means, right? How many of you read something that somebody wrote and thought, did you mean to write that for me? Hold your hand up. Yeah. Hold your hand up if that's the truth. Hold your hand up. All right. How many of you read something on the paper and thought, that's right, that's me? Anybody raise your hand? Yeah, so there's some of that too, right? So if you found something really emotional and you'd like to share what somebody wrote about you, I'd like to take two or three people right now and let's go ahead and share, okay? So we'll start with Andy and then we're gonna go over to, I think her name is Tony. Is that right? Okay.
I'm not sure I can do this.
You can do it. Can he do it? Yeah. You can do it.
It says, Andy, I am grateful for your friendship. God talks to you.
Wow. Hey, does it feel good? He's very emotional about it, so that's good news. Okay, Tony, and then Mindy.
Somebody wrote, your outspokenness leads straight up.
Say it again.
Your outspokenness leads straight up.
Let me ask you, have you ever been told that you're too loud?
Oh, yeah.
You ever been told that you're too outspoken?
Yeah.
I've never heard any of those. Oh, what's up? We need to quit apologizing for who we are, embrace who we are, right? And use the gifts that God gave us. So that's a big old gift for you. Oh my gosh, I just want to hug her more. Okay, go ahead.
You are meant to be here. You inspire me.
Woo! Yeah. Doesn't that feel good? Somebody else want to share? Okay. We'll do Michael.
Good morning, Sherry.
I have one thing to say. Good morning, Sherry. It's a little joke. Every morning on our pod, I have to say good morning, Sherry.
Yeah. Because it's not the same if you're not there, sir.
This one is a little hilarious. Love that you are not the other Karen.
Did you want to go, Nancy?
Yeah, I had several say, I'm a miracle and healed in Jesus' name. And I just want to thank this group for that. I went straight downhill for 6 years until I joined Inner Circle, and I've been getting better ever since.
Amen.
People in your life that you love, raise your hand. That should be everybody. Okay. How many of you have ever missed an opportunity to say something? This is a great exercise. It's a great exercise for one kid, for all your kids, for your family at work. It's a great exercise for the people that you interact with all the time. It's just saying, hey, you matter. And in today's environment, where everything's disposable and hurry up and fast, people need this message. How many of you have some of these that you've done before at home and you didn't throw them away? Raise your hand. A lot of people. I'll leave you with this. Building winning relationships is really, really important. And it can't be transactional, right? You want to be a good finder. You want to be the kind of person that's looking for the good, because we get what we look for. Mr. Ziegler's quote, "You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want," is just a way to live. And it's frankly a better way to live. When I met Mr. Ziegler 23 years ago, I had no idea that we would get to be friends. I had no idea that he would make such a tremendous difference in my life. We went to his 80th birthday party, and I'll close with this. And Tyler walked through the receiving line with me. Tyler is my son. Today he's 25 and gorgeous and single. Just saying. And I'll be taking, applications after the show. So, and he walks by Mr. Ziegler, and Zig says, "Hey, Sherry, can I keep Tyler?" And what do you say to Zig Ziegler? "Yes, sir." And later on that night, Tyler and I are talking. He goes, "Mom, I don't understand it. Why did Mr. Ziegler want to have me stand by him? Why was I so important? Because there were so many other people there." I said, "Honey, because he saw you. And that made an impact." That's our job, is to make an impact. Building winning relationships. Howard was talking about, how do you get people that want to come to work for you? And every time I go shopping, Melanie, every time, I'm trying to find something genuine that I can say to somebody. You never know, I might find her in the grocery store. I might find her in a drive-thru, but not fast food Bensby's. Ben's a personal trainer. Not fast food, no. You never know the reason why you're supposed to be in somebody's space. Bob Odin said, "What are you doing with the people God gave you?" And if you're working on these things that we've talked about today, building winning relationships, then you'll be able to answer that question a lot better than I did the first time. So let's build some winning relationships and get on with the next presentation. Thank you, Howard.
You are better to me than I've been to myself. Okay, give it up for Sherry Perry. Come on now. Come on now. Wait. I think she deserves more than that. Stand up and give it up for Sherry Perry. Yes. She deserves it. She deserves it.